message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This morning, stand here with all humility to bring the gospel of Christ, to stand under the anointing of this great man of God, to bring the word of God to us this morning. The topic is a new beginning. A new beginning. Our God is a God of a new beginning. Our God is a God that gives a second chance. It's a God that makes all things new. In the book of Revelation chapter 21 verse 5, said, "Behold, I will make all things new. I will make all things new." Our God is a God that makes all things new. He created the world from nothing. He made the world from nothing. The world was without form, and the world was void, and the world was dark, and there was nothing. And God spoke in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2 and 3, and he said, "Let there be," and there was. And because God did not want the world to just remain void, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. That is, God brought a newness to the earth. Newness came on the earth. Praise the Lord. So our God is a God that builds all things. He is the master builder. He specializes in making things new. He specializes in building things afresh. I don't know what that situation in your life is that look as if the whole thing is gone. It's as if you have lost all hope. I want you to know this morning that God is going to do a new thing in your life that will turn every situation around in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. When God visited Abraham, Abraham was already old. By science, Sarah should not give birth again. By science, by natural science, it is practically impossible for a woman of 90 years old to be pregnant. So it is beyond science. It is beyond natural. And God visited them, and God changed. You know what happened was God renewed them. Make their strength. Make their body to become new again, like that of a 25 years old and a 30 years old man. And this woman and her husband could still produce a baby when they were almost 100 years old. That is what God is going to do in somebody's life today in the name of Jesus. I said that is what God is doing in somebody's life today in the name of Jesus. He turned their old age around and renewed their days and make them to become young so that they can produce the promise that he has promised them, which is Isaac. Praise the Lord. What is new beginning? Quickly, what is new beginning? A new beginning is starting afresh with better figure, better favor, and better result or success. A new beginning is when you start something afresh with new strength, with new vigor, with new grace to accomplish greater success. Number two, a new beginning is bringing an end to undesirable situation and starting afresh in a better way. Bringing an end to an undesirable situation and starting afresh again. Maybe there's a situation that you don't really like. You bring it to an end. You terminate that situation and you start afresh again. That's a new beginning in a better way. Number three, a new beginning is moving from a bad past into a bright future. Moving from a bad past into a what? A bright future. Moving from a bad past into a bright future. Going from grace to grass. I mean, from grass to grace rather. Pardon me. Going from grass to grace. Moving from lack to abundance. Moving from lack to abundance. A new beginning is moving from lack to abundance. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. A new beginning is moving from the place of rejection to the place of acceptability. Moving from the place of rejection, where you have been rejected, where somebody has said, "This one, he cannot do anything," to becoming the one that everybody is seeking after. That shall be your case in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I want us to know this morning that a new beginning don't just come. It is a product of a conscious decision to make a fresh start. It is a product of a conscious decision. That is, making a conscious determination within your heart that you are going to start afresh. I want you to know that there is a portion of, I can't remember that part in the scripture. It said, if the tree be cut, But it can still sense water. Say it what? It will sprout again. There is hope for a tree that is cut. There is hope for a tree, if it be cut, that it will sprout again. Praise the Lord. And that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Job 14:7. God bless you, media. There is a hope. There is a hope for you. There is a hope. There is a hope for a tree, even though you cut it, that it will sprout again, as long as the root is still in the ground. At the scent of little water is going to come up again. I want to tell somebody this morning, there is a hope for you. You can start again. You can start all over again. There is a hope for somebody. You can begin all again. Perhaps maybe you have invested in a business and you have lost everything. And you are like, everything is gone. I want you to know that nothing is gone. You have only learned a way while that business will not work. You have only learned a way why that business will not work, because God wants you to move forward. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You are beginning again in the name of Jesus. I've seen people that have invested millions in business and the entire team wiped away. Couple of years back, just few months to the time that myself and my wife were going to get married, there's an uncle of mine who is into agriculture, and he has a factory where they produce farm products. And suddenly fire gutted that factory. It was a huge factory, way back then, worth more than 20 million naira. Everything consumed by fire. And everybody was like, wow, this is the end. But I tell you, this man started again, and today is smiling. That shall be your whole story in the mighty name of Jesus. I said that shall be your story in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But that can only happen when there's a move, when there's a step. There are steps that you must take for a new beginning. There are steps that you must take, and that's where we're going to be looking at steps to a new beginning. We're going to be looking at what steps to new beginning. Praise the Lord. Number one step is that you reject the current situation. Number one steps to a new beginning is you reject the current situation. Don't be comfortable in a position of uncomfortability. You know, there are some people that are comfortable in a position of a position that is not comfortable. They are still comfortable there. And in an undesirable position, they are still comfortable. Reject the current situation that you don't like. Yoruba will say, enu eni laughing komeje. That is, enu enu. That is, when you will not eat something, you will say it with your own mouth that I don't want this thing. Don't be too lukewarm, too lackadaisical with situations that are not right. There are some situations that are aberration to the name of Christ in our life. Sickness should not be found in our life. Lack is not for believers. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You might be wondering that, is it possible? Yes, it's possible. It's very much possible. I was reading an article in the course of the week. One of the longest serving presidents of one of the nations in Africa said, I've never been sick for the past 31 years. I've not taken any drug. I've not visited any hospital for the past 31 years. And he has been president now for more than 20 years. You can know the rigors of being a president of a nation. And he said, look, I don't go to hospital. I don't take drugs. And I'm healthy. And he started sharing the secret to his health. Brethren, somebody can make a decision to stay healthy. It's a decision rejecting the place of sickness. Say, I don't want this. I want a new start. So the first step is the step of self-determination, that I'm dissatisfied with this condition. I'm dissatisfied with this situation. I'm dissatisfied with these circumstances. If you don't do that, you will remain in the same position. The Bible talks about that man in the book of John chapter 5, I think from verse 2 downward. That man by the poolside called Bethsaida. That this man was there. He has been there for what? How many years? 38 years. I ask myself, if year 1, you were there, you did not get into the pool. Year 2, you were there, you did not get into the pool. Year 3, you were there. If I were the man, you know what I would do? Let's say the pool. And I know that my problem is I don't have somebody to carry me. All I would do, the pool is here. I will come and stay here. I'll perpetually be here. So when the thing, I will just roll over. Praise the Lord. But amazingly, the man did not do that. And he remained there in that situation for 38 years. Until mercy and grace sought him out. Mercy and grace is visiting somebody today in the name of Jesus. You will remain at the same position until you make a move. Stop wishing for something to happen. Take a step. Take a leap. You can't afford to be waiting for accidental manifestation or occurrences. You have to get out of that situation. Don't wait for accidental occurrences. Perhaps that uncle will remember me. Perhaps that brother will visit me and will ask me out. Take a step. Don't stay there. If you are tired of being single and you are of marriageable age and you are a lady, I'm not saying you go and propose to the man. No. But there are steps to take. And the man will be uncomfortable and the man will definitely come after you. The right man. But if you remain there and you are just there doing nothing, I tell you, there are steps to take. You are there, you are not dressing nice. You are there, you are not looking beautiful. Though you are beautiful, tying wrapper all over. You will remain there. So the first step is to reject that situation and say, no, I don't want this situation again. That's when a new beginning can start. Number two is depend on God. You have to depend on God. Many a times why we are not experiencing a new beginning is because we depend on the wisdom of man. I tell you, the wisdom of man is limited. Praise the Lord. Even though science says that our brain contains millions and millions of cells and neurons and all that, it is still very much limited. In fact, it's infinitesimal to the wisdom of God. Praise the Lord. The wisest man on earth, the brightest professor on earth is infinitesimal. That is more than infinite to God. That's how limited our knowledge is. So no one can move forward or move to a place of new beginning without God. And nothing works until God steps into it. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, 2 to 3, 4, like that, the earth was without form and void until God steps in. In the book of Psalm 127, verse 1 says, except the Lord buildeth the house, except the Lord buildeth the house, they that buildeth it, what? The workmen worketh in what? They buildeth in vain. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh what? But in vain. It is God. Trust not in your own understanding. Lean not upon your own wisdom. In all your ways, commit your ways unto God, and He will direct your path. He will guide you. So we must know how to trust God. We must know how to believe in Him. Praise the Lord. The new beginning desire is only guaranteed with God's involvement. It is God that builds all things. In the book of Hebrews chapter 3 verse 4, God is the builder of all things. Hand over your life to God and He will grant you a new beginning. Quickly, why do we need to depend on God? Number one, the reason why we need to depend on God is because without God, we can do nothing. Without God, we can do what? Nothing. John chapter 15 verse 5. Without me, you can do nothing. And with Him, we can do all things. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. With Him, we can do what? All things. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So, if you don't hand over yourself to Him, you can do nothing. If you hand over yourself, you can do all things. Number two is, He has the blueprint for your life. Jeremiah chapter 29 said, for I know the thought that I think towards you. He has the blueprint for your life. He has the blueprint because He is your designer. The designer of any gadget knows the best of that gadget. He has the blueprint for your life. He has the blueprint. And He has not created you to be unproductive. He has not created you to be a failure. He has not created you to be a nonentity. He has not created you to be a useless fellow. No!
He has created you to be a king, a royal priesthood. He has created you to have dominion. He has created you to rule over the affairs of the world. He has created you for a purpose. You were made for a purpose. Find it, and you will start something new. Number three, He alone determines our future from our beginning. He alone can determine our future. He alone determines our end from the beginning. He alone determines our end from the beginning. Let me shock you. The beginning of a man, you know, most often we think that the day somebody is born is the beginning of the life of that person. No. That's not the beginning of the life of that person. That's the truth. That's the truth. Many of us believe that the day I'm born, that's the day I started living. No. You were existing. The day you were born is the day you started existing. The day you started living is the day you discover your purpose. Praise the Lord. Until a man discover purpose, he's just existing. When you discover purpose, that's when you start living. Praise the Lord. And that is the difference between those that have discovered purpose and those that are existing. So you must discover your purpose. The Bible says the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was 30, he moved into his purpose. From 0 to 29 plus 11 months and 29 days, he was the carpenter's son. Then when he clocked 30, he moved into the very purpose. Read the Bible very well. It said, the beginning. That was the Bible is so explicit. The beginning. That is the start. Until you discover purpose, you are only existing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number four. Reason why we need to depend on God is the one that guides us right. He's the only one that can guide us right. Yes, our pastors, our parents, our people can direct us, they can lead us, but it is God that guides. He can use them to guide us. He can use them. So that's why we must depend on Him. We must depend on Him to guide us. In the book of Psalm 32, verse 8, it says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go, and I will guide thee with my eye. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, a couple of months ago, I wanted to invest into aquaculture. And I had somebody who wanted to give me some pond free. And just made the ponds, new ponds, wanted to give it to me free. And I have another place where I need to pay certain amount of money for me to get the pond. Please, the one that will give you free. The place is better, more secured, everything better. And the one you will pay is not as better. Which one will you choose? The one that is free, of course. But I said, God, what do you want me to do? I took it to God, depending on God, not on my reasoning. Human reasoning is obvious. It is this one. So I took it to God. God, and I didn't have a release. I prayed, I didn't have a release. I prayed again, I didn't have a release. I said, God, what is happening? He said, son, don't go there. So I did not go to the one that was free. And that was some months back. Just some few days ago, the man that owns the place just called me suddenly and said, Pastor, something horrible has happened. I said, what happened? He said, they were 2 weeks to harvesting of fishes that were worth 11 million naira. And rain came and flood came and took the whole thing. And if I started, I would also be 2 weeks to harvesting. I would have lost everything. Depending on God. I was shaking when he told me. He said, we have invested more than 5 million naira. So, by their calculation, they were expecting like 9 to 11 million naira. He said, we have invested close to 6 million. We have people that do aquaculture here, they know the mathematics. It was shaking. I was also shaking. I screamed. My wife said, what happened? Because, brethren, we must understand this God is so real. Hello? God is so real. Very real. If only you know how to walk with Him. He's more real than this jacket that I'm wearing. It's more real. So real if you know how to walk with him. He's more real than this microphone that I'm holding. Though we can't see him, he's so real. I couldn't hold myself back. And I was like, God. I felt so bad for him because he's a good friend of mine. Felt so bad at the same time. I was like, God, I thank you. Me that I'm just starting. If this one has hit me and I've invested maybe like 1.5 million, see, God guides. God leads. And that is why we must depend on him. And I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. Number three steps that we must take for us to experience a new beginning is reject fear and receive faith. Reject what? Fear and receive faith. The fear factor is a failure factor. No one can move into a new beginning with fear. You cannot. You cannot. You cannot experience a new beginning when you are exercising fear. The Bible said, and Jesus Christ said unto them in the book of Mark chapter 4 verse 40, he says, and he said unto them, why are ye fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And verse 41 says, and they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? That was when Jesus Christ calmed the sea and the storm. Fear. Let me be candid with you. If the apostles have decided to speak and said, peace, be still, the storm will become still. Because they carried this power. They carried the grace. In fact, they were living with the power. But because they were so afraid. And it brings us back to the issue of man's knowledge. They were looking at it from the physical side. Jesus Christ was looking at it from the spiritual side. Recently, the Holy Spirit has been teaching me deeper things about the spirit man. And I've been learning some dangerous things. We are dangerous beings. If you're a believer, you're a dangerous person. They've been showing me some things that happens in the spiritual realm. Sincerely, we are very active in the spiritual realm. Every one of us. Very active, either for good or for bad. And until you kill fear, you will not take a step. And nothing new will happen. Do you think if Abraham has been afraid, he won't meet with his wife? Fear has to be removed. Romans chapter 8 verse 15. Fear must be destroyed for you to enjoy a new beginning. You must take away fear. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Fear is a spirit of bondage. It holds you down. But ye have received the spirit of adoption whereby ye cry, Abba, Father. Fear is a spirit of bondage. Fear is a spirit of bondage. Fear is a spirit of bondage. It will hold you down until you lose yourself from the hold of fear. Many years back, I used to be very fearful, very afraid, until I had a course to travel on sea, on a boat, to go and do evangelism on one island in Lagos. And you know, when we were going on the thing, I was just... And suddenly one big ship passed by us and the thing bounced us up. For I felt the whole world ascended. After that experience, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, you see, nothing happened to you. It is your mind. Praise the Lord. We must not allow fear to hold us bound. God has not given us the spirit of fear. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, he has not given us the spirit of fear. We are not to be fearful. We are to receive faith. Praise the Lord. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. But of what? But of power and of love. And of a sound mind. Can you see that word mind coming in again? Mind. Fear. Mind. Your mindset is very important. And your mindset is the heart of your spirit man. In your mindset, you communicate. From your mind, you communicate to the spirit man. So if your mind is fearful, your spirit will be fearful. You might look big and you look bold. But the moment your mind, there is fear, your spirit is fearful. The other spirit of the other people around, we see fear. Even though in your body, it is showing boldness. But fear, have you ever asked yourself why a bold man will go to where a big dog is? And the dogs do shakara and the man is not moving. But the dog is charging them more because the dog is seeing the fear. The man is not showing fear, but that animal is seeing fear. But if the animal is not seeing fear, let me tell you the truth. I keep dogs. They will calm down. The moment fear is not there, they will calm down. That's the truth. They will calm down. So fear is not for a believer. Most often we find ourselves unable to do certain things. It's as a result of fear and lack of faith. Quit making excuses. Act in faith. Quit making excuses. Fear is a spirit of bondage that holds people from moving forward. It holds them from moving into their new beginning. I pray today, every power of fear holding down your future, every power of fear holding down your new beginning, every power of fear holding down your testimony, be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. Get out of fear, because fear is not for you. Number four, focus not on the past, but focus on the future. Focus not on the past. Sometimes the past makes people not to move into their new beginning. They say, I did it last time. This is what happened. If I do it again, it will happen. In fact, I've been doing it and this is the result. And as a result, they won't take the steps. Brethren, the past is good because we learn from the past. But we must not allow the past to hold us down. The book of Isaiah chapter 43 verse 18 says, remember ye not the former things, neither the things of what? Neither consider the things of old. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider, that is, don't even give a thought to it. Remember it not, don't give a thought to it. Go to verse 19. Behold, can you see it? Nothing new will happen until you forget the past. The Bible is sweet too. So sweet. Bible is so sweet. Sweeter than honey. So sweet. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? You cannot experience that new thing as long as you are still constrained in the past. You cannot move into that new beginning as long as you are still holding on to the past. Let go of the past. Maybe you're a lady, you have been jilted by one funny guy like that. Forget the guy, because somebody better is coming for you. You're a guy, you have been bamboozled by a lady. Forget the lady. That is our own way. Move forward. Go ahead. You will get your own woman. Don't stay on that. You remain on that. Many good ladies will pass in front of you and you will be blind to them. Praise the Lord. Move forward. To be outstanding in life is to be forward looking. To be outstanding in life is to be forward looking. When you focus on the past, you cannot see the new thing ahead. Please, is it possible for me to be, this is the future that God wants to give me. Then I'm focusing, that is the past, on this. Please, will I see this? Is it possible? No, it's not possible. It's not possible. I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. Number five, where I'm going to stop because of time, is be a God praiser. Be a God praiser. God praiser are always loaded with new things. Be committed to praising God, even at your present situation. Because your praise can change any situation, turning things around for you. Be committed to praising God. Even when things are not good, still be praising Him. The book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 17. Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 17 says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall there be fruit in the vine. The labor of the holy shall fail, and the field shall yield no field, no meat. But the flock shall be cut off from the fold. There shall be no herd in the store. Verse 18. Say, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the praise of God fill your mouth, irrespective of the situation that you are passing through, irrespective of the circumstances around you. Be a God praiser. Be a God praiser. Be a God praiser. Be a God praiser. You know, when you praise God, the Bible says God inhabits the praises of his people. The praise of God brings God into your situation. The praises of God brings God into your situation. And I tell you, there is no situation that can withstand the presence of God. That is why praising God carry so much power. If you want to forge ahead, be a God praiser. Don't be a complainer. Don't be a murmurer. Don't be the one that is an agitator, that is just agitating, yet is not taking any step. You can be agitating for something, you are not taking step. You know, and that's the problem we have in this country. We agitate for everything. Why we do the wrong thing? We are always agitating. My brother in the South, we agitate. My brothers in the Southeast, we agitate. My people in the Southwest, they will say, we too, I want to be. Then the people in the North, they say, lie, we will not agree. Everybody. Whereas what to do, we will not do. And that's why the country is not moving forward. Complaining. This one comes there, we will complain. That one there, we will complain. Everybody will complain. It cannot work. It won't work. Have you ever read about any complainer that make progress? If you know one, just tell me. Most especially from the Bible. Say, this person, he used to complain and yet God was blessing him. And God was moving him forward. In fact, he can nag. Nag like nothing and yet he moves forward. Brethren, complaining and all that does not move you forward. Let me share something. Especially to our ladies here. If you nag and you are nagging to your husband, most often you won't get him to do what you want him to do. That's the truth. I was listening to a message of a great man of God. He said something. He said, most women don't know what a man is. They don't even know the meaning of husband. That's the truth. I'm not going to go into that. Because if I go, I won't stop. Most women don't even know what a man is. They don't know the meaning of husband. And he said something. He said, many of us go for marriage seminar when we need to go for word seminar so that we can have the right thinking. You want your husband to do something for you and you keep nagging. Nag. He won't do it. One of the easiest way. God bless you. Thank you for doing this. I love what you have brought. Even if that thing in your heart, you're like, this thing is too expensive. But thank you, dear. God bless you. Tomorrow when he's coming back, we'll buy more. That's the truth. And it's the same thing with God. I just gave that example. If man that has blood in him can act that way, how much more God? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Be a God praiser. Be a God praiser. Be a God praiser. You know, lately I've come to realize that when we know how to assess God, God is so real. The problem is assessing him. He is so real. And he's ready to help us. This morning I want us to know that our new beginning is tied to our taking steps. And what are the steps? Number one is what? Reject the current situation. Number two is what? Depend on God. Number three is what? Reject fear and receive faith. Number four is what? Focus not on the past, but focus on the future.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.